right. We got a special edition of Lineup Logic podcast today. And I'm excited to be joined by Ray Austin, who is co-founder of the FCFL, the fan-controlled football league. For any fan who has ever thought they had the chops to do player evaluation, game planning, play calling, here's your chance. 2018, 2019, fantasy football is going to another level, unparalleled level of control. The FCFL, fan-controlled football, is exactly what it sounds like. You're scratching your head. Ray is here, former NFL corner. And Ray, you got to talk us through this whole thing, because it really sounds pretty wild to have a fan-controlled football league.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a bit something that probably every fan that's sitting in the stadium probably thought I could do better. And that's what makes, you know, football so awesome. And, you know, it's been a spectator sport for so long. But now we're trying to, you know, break down the wall from the executive and the fan, the player and the fan, the company and the fan. So we're trying to open up the doors and open up for our digital audience. So I'll back up a little bit. 2016, we bought an indoor football team in the IFL, and we allowed the fans to run it, my partners and I. We allowed the fans to pick our location. They picked Salt Lake City. We allowed the fans to pick our name, our logo, our colors. We even allowed them to pick our coach. I had a handful of interviews with coaches, indoor football coaches, and we allowed the fans to see these interviews and ask questions, send us questions, and we allowed the fans to pick the coach that they thought would be the best pick for us. We then allowed the fans to use streaming platforms like YouTube, Huddle, and send us players that they personally scouted and thought that they could play for our team. And I also went around the country and ran some combines, pro combines, and we allowed our fans to see the footage, see players that they like, and select those players on our team. And the big mecca of the whole deal is we developed a mobile application that allows fans to call the plays in real time in the stadium or at home sitting on their couch.
That's unbelievable. I mean, my listeners, football fantasy fanatics, right? You know, you've been playing the traditional style of fantasy football every single year where you get one draft day to make a ton of decisions, right? But this is a totally new almost style of fantasy football, like way beyond just player selection on the computer. You know, do you see the similarities between this and traditional fantasy football, and what advantages do you think this has?
Bro, this is fantasy football, esports, live Madden, gaming, social media, all wrapped up into one. The fan these days is a different fan. We're not dealing with the fan sitting back, you know, drinking a Coke, eating a hot dog, watching the game, and, you know, celebrating with their father. This is the one who grew up with their father being that way. And now they are, you know, leaning forward, looking at their phone, engaging with the team, whether it's stats with fantasy football, whether it's gaming, with Madden, understanding strategy and seeing plays being ran, whether it's the esports part of this, the engagement with an entire community. You know, so this will be the future of sports. And the awesome thing I haven't been able to tell you is that we're building this entire organization and this league that we're about to open, the fan control football league, the FCFL. We're going to put it all on the blockchain.
Wow, that's really cool. Let's dive into that a little bit. So as I understand it, one of the ways that fans contribute or have control is with fan tokens, an e-currency. So yeah. Anybody who's paid attention to the cryptocurrency boom knows what Bitcoin is and all the smaller coins, the tokens that come with it. But you use this e-currency, you use this cryptocurrency to kind of have influence or power in the decision making, right? So how does that fan token work?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I don't know a lot about crypto myself, but you don't have to know a lot about crypto to understand this. If you can play a video game and you know that, you know, every time you're playing a game, after every level, you get a whole bunch of tokens. You know, you look like a millionaire on every video game that you play. You got a million tokens, you know, and you're like, wow, what do I get? What do I do with this? Well, it gets you to different levels. It opens up different things. It opens up, you know, different skins and such things like that. It's the same thing with our currency. The our fan token is our currency of our league. It is the power of the fan. The more fan tokens that our fans earn, the more power and more decision making they'll have in our ecosystem. So you can earn, and it's very easy to earn tokens. You earn by, you know, liking our posts, sharing our posts, reading our blogs, coming to our meetings. I'm a big believer that if you're really a football person, you are a student of the game. People ask me all the time, it's like, man, what makes this guy? I say that guy's a student of the game. They spend time in the film room, and that's what we do. We want our fans to spend time, you know, watching film with us and learning the game. So those are the ways that you can earn fan token. You can also purchase them as well. But, you know, we want people to spend time in our ecosystem and understanding. I want to gain power in this league by serving this team and giving my input and being a part of the weekly and daily activities that we offer.
That's pretty cool. So fans are rewarded for engagement, right? And just staying active.
Exactly.
That's really an interesting way to think about it.
And one great thing that you know, we're talking about cryptocurrency and how it kind of works. You know, crypto has the blockchain has a transparency to it, and I think that's the thing that makes it so attractive to everybody. So kind of going back to a situation it had. All pro Greg Hardy reached out to myself and my CEO, Sohrab Farooti, and he wanted to reignite his football career. So we were like, okay, he saw all the exposure we were getting. He saw all what we were doing. He thought it was a great way for him to reignite his career. You know, some of the co-founders were like, this would be awesome. The other co-founders was like, we don't know. So we said, you know what? Let's be authentic to the brand. Let's be sincere to the brand and put this vote out to the fans. And I tell you, man, this was probably one of the really craziest experiences I've ever been a part of. On one side, you have football, you know, real football people saying, hey, man, look, it's football. It's indoor football. The guy, you know, it happened 4 or 5 years ago. Who cares? Let the man play football. Leave the guy alone. On the other end, you had people sending in pictures of the girl he assaulted.
Wow.
So then you start seeing the business side of it and the moral side of it. And so bottom line, 51% of our fans decided that they did not want him on our team. And so that's an executive decision that fans made that NFL teams and NBA teams have to make on a daily basis. What happens if my starting corner gets a DUI? What happens if my starting running back gets in a domestic suit? What do we do? Well, fans never have a say to that. And sometimes there were players that were still on those teams that the fans were disgruntled about.
Right.
And this, putting all of our votes on the blockchain makes everything transparent. 49%, after the vote was done, the 49% of our fans was like, man, that was rigged. You guys didn't even want him on the team in the first place. That was a whole publicity stunt. And that was absolutely not true. So we said, you know what? How do we find a way that fans know that, you know, my vote really sincerely counts? And we said, you know what? If we put it on the blockchain, we build this entire league on the blockchain, this will give full transparency of our community and of our league and let our fans know that your vote counts.
Well, and that is a future of a lot of organizational structures. And so looking forward,
absolutely
makes a lot of good sense that you guys have geared yourself, you know, not just for the right now, but for the next decade as well, to try and grow this thing with your fans' help. It's a really interesting level of engagement. I think that's well beyond what any fantasy football team has ever, any decision a fantasy football manager has ever had to make.
No, and let's say this. That's what makes us so different from every other league that's trying to pop up. Like, we are doing this for the digital audience. We are looking for a completely different audience that understand that not only loves football, loves fantasy, loves video gaming, loves a social engagement, and that's the one thing that I love, man. I talk to people from Australia, Germany, Egypt, Turkey. I mean, it's incredible the people that I speak to about you know, the Fan Control Football League and how they're excited about it. They're like, where did this come from? How did this happen? And we're like, hey, here you go. Now you have a chance to be a part of something special.
That's pretty cool. So logistically, Ray, I mean, how does this work? You're saying we've got a new frontier for fantasy football, but how do fans at home watching these games submit opinion, strategy, decisions? That kind of seems pretty wild.
Well, and that's great that you say that, because, you know, we're setting the league up where people can come in and we will have, you know, whether it's daily, weekly or monthly decisions to be made. And we will allow the fans to be a part of that. We're now that we did the proof of concept with the Screaming Eagles. And let me get into that and then I'll answer the rest of your question. But now that we did the proof of concept with the Screaming Eagles were 6-11. The fans offense was the third top offense in the IFL. And the fans, quarterback that the fans actually chose on the internet, end up making rookie of the year. So, those are type of decisions that fans will be able to make. You know, what type of, you know, plays should we be running? What type of quarterback style should we have? You know, we have weekly meetings with our fan scouts, and we, you know, we've had some incredible people come on and be a part. Former Arizona Cardinals Corey Chavis with Draft Nasties, he comes in and he talks intangibles about scouting. So our fans are learning from former NFL players, former experts about you know, how to develop and build our team. So we want to put them in the best place to make the right decision. So we don't want to just, this is not about, you know, fourth and one, call a Hail Mary. No, this is fourth and one. Do we run a quarterback sneak or do we throw a slant? You know, we're teaching our fans to be, you know, to be coaches, to be GMs. It's hard to get into sports when it comes to, you know, trying to have a career. So, I mean, there's only so many jobs in sporting. There's so many roster spots on a football team. We're trying to open up avenues for our fans, our players, to be able to have that engagement that we've always wanted.
Yeah, it sounded like this Salt Lake Screaming Eagles program had a lot of success. You're talking about this guy being a rookie of the year and the fans controlling that offense and dictating it and learning the ins and the outs of the scouting. But it is a different style of football. I mean, where most of us are accustomed to the NFL, the traditional 11-on-11. But you guys are actually going to be operating a new league. You're planning on 8 teams in a 7x7 indoor style. Which is, you know, a much faster game played without helmets in a production studio. So you want to talk to us a little bit about this new 7-on-7 style and the future of, I think it's one of the futures of football.
Well, let me correct you on one small thing. We will be wearing helmets because we will.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. Sorry.
I'm a defensive guy. Us not having helmets would not have happened. I would be like, nope, this is not going to work. We want high impact football. And also I want to bring up, you said, you know, it's not traditional football, which forgive me for saying this, but that's incorrect because, you know, people don't realize from high school to college to the NFL, 7-on-7 is probably one of the most important drills and time spent in practices. And the reason I say that is it allows the quarterback and allows the receivers to understand the field that they're working with. It allows defensive players to understand what zones to be in. It just takes away a lot of those things so you can actually have a lot more visibility playing the game. So, you know, think about all the 7-on-7 kids tournaments, the high school tournaments, the college, right, you know, in college and in NFL.
The Texas style, which is part of the reason why I thought maybe there wasn't helmets, because I know a lot of those leagues down in Texas, they don't wear helmets.
Yeah. And see, that's why we wanted, you know, we were like, you know what, we want to keep this traditional football. It's the first time that, you know, helmets will be used in this type of area. You've seen some of these tournaments. It's guys running around. You know, it's a lot of bodies running around, not, you know, unprotected. We want to protect our players, but we still wanted to be football, but we wanted to be a fast paced, different style of football that players, coaches can truly understand.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting, right? I think that what you're creating is a potentially a new form of football, especially in the production studio, because like you've mentioned, it's built for the digital stage. It's built for the television. So what is this? I mean, this is not a classic, you know, gigantic 50,000 person football stadium. What is this production studio like, and what advantages do you guys think you have there?
You know, we had a great place in Salt Lake City, Utah, the Maverick Center. They did, you know, it was a great facility for us to do, you know, what we were doing. But the problem came is we were going to different stadiums, and when we were going to other stadiums, our quality from the internet, Wi-Fi, we were having issues. So we said, you know what, for this to work for us, we're going to need our own interactive studio. And we say studio, but it's still going to have the kind of stadium feel. But we want it to be interactive. When people come into our stadium, we want their phones to start coming on as they were coaches, as they were getting ready for the itinerary. They're starting to see the roster, how guys are warming up, you know, who they're going to start, all those things. And on a logistic level, on the business level, you think about all the NFL, NBA teams that are flying around and all the expenses that they have. You know, we're talking about our fans. We're opening up the fan door from the football coaching side, but we also have to open it up to the executive side so they can understand, say, you know, instead of flying teams all around, how about we develop this league in one place and we have our own interactive studio and all the teams play each other. So now we control the crowd. We have a strong 15 to 2,000 stadium crowd, but then because most of our, yeah, I think, man, most of our fans are at home. And that's the whole point of this. We wanted a digital audience. We have over 100 countries participating in a football team in Salt Lake City, you know? So imagine how much of the world would want to help develop 7 more teams and have their own control of their own league.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of stakeholders and a lot of people can be involved, and that's the best way to, you know, create a wide-ranging audience. And, you know, that sounds phenomenally interesting. You sound phenomenally interested in this personally, Ray. I mean, you've worn a lot of hats in different styles of football, NFL, XFL, you've been TV and film for the last decade. You've seen the game from so many angles. What about this form of football makes you so excited?
Oh my gosh. And I'm so weird you say that because, you know, I did play in the XFL, and to me, I only bring that up because they were a little ahead of their time at the time. You know, they had some ideas that were smart, but then they had a lot of ideas that just didn't work. And it's just, you know, it was just regular football, you know. And if you can probably see all these new leagues that are popping up all over the place. It's the same thing. It's just football. And so was the XFL. It was just football. This is what we're doing is so much different. It's all digital. It's actually like a video game, is which I love. I remember when I was playing in the league, and when I was in college at Tennessee, we played Madden just as much as the regular fan did, you know. And I enjoyed playing with my friends and myself, you know, even though I wasn't a starter and my speed was like 55. I hated that, you know. But I was on the video game, so I think I wasn't complaining.
Right, that's
too
enough,
much,
right?
But that's the type of stuff, you know, that and the social engagement of it. You know, we're telling our players, you know, man, instead of putting your last name on your jersey, like that's the same traditional thing that everybody's done. What about putting your social media handle on your jersey? So as you're playing, people are starting to get to know you, and they can instantly know you as soon as they go to your social profiles, and you start to gain more exposure globally. Than any other sport has ever done. And that's the one thing I like. Something that the NFL has tried for years to get over to the, you know, other countries and get football into other countries. We're changing football just a tad. We're making it a lot more simple. So a lot more people that don't know football can kind of get an understanding without really focusing on block schemes and stuff like that. They can really see fast football, pick easy, simple plays, and have a good time. I mean, that is the thing that I love. I love that this is literally a live video game.
Yeah, that's really very cool. And like you mentioned, a lot of people have tried to reinvent football in some way, shape, or form. And this may be one of the first that's actually truly different. So give me some nitty gritty details. You know, what's the ramp up schedule here? When do games start? How do people watch? When is this whole thing going to become part of our lives that, you know, fans can actually engage with?
I you know what, to be fair with that date that you just asked me about, I told someone else when we released the date, I had to tell them first. So I apologize. I can't put that out there. Because I thought about it. I was like, can't do it. But what I will say, it is in the very, 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 very near future. And we're going to set the date in the next few months. But you can find out more information if you go to our Telegram, which is has tons of information. Fans, people are already jumping on board. We probably got anywhere between 45,000 to 50,000 people in our Telegram. And you can go to FCFL_fan_token. Or you can go to our website, FCFL.io, and you can see all the things that we're trying to put together. But one thing that we're doing right now is as we build this league out, we want the fans to be a part of everything we do. So as we're going to all these conventions, as we're making connections with different organizations and sponsorships, and I was at the NFLPA convention last week in Vegas, and I spoke in front of the NFLPA about what we were doing. So we're documenting all of our roads and travels to making this work, because we want the fans to say, wow, we were a part of building this league from the bottom. And so when we come out of that tunnel for the first game, we want everybody to have all that history from the start, from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, and that's really cool. I mean, that's a way to create the engagement and you know, the buy-in from the fans. And of course, you heard Ray mention FCFL.io and the Telegram app. For those who don't know, a phenomenal information sharing app, and one that you can get on your desktop or on your mobile device. So check that out, FCFL_fan_token. Ray, I'm excited to check this out. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting project. And wishing you guys absolutely the best of luck. And I can't wait to see this new form of fantasy football. Thank you for your time. Anything else you want to plug here before, or how do people follow you on Twitter, et cetera?
You know, I want to thank you for that and coming on and talking, but I really want people to get a true understanding. You know, go to our website and see what the Screaming Eagles did, and you'll see how phenomenal this idea is. I know it's hard to kind of wrap your head around it, and I say that to everybody. When I'm sitting there having that elevator speech, you can see everybody's bulbs going off, but they're like, how does that really work? And I say, people, you know, go to our website so you can see a few of our sizzle reels, and you can actually see the app in place and working, and you can see fans, their creations, what they're doing, and so it can get you inspired to get forward to helping us develop the next 7 teams that we'll have. And for all your fans, you can find me at RayAustin36. All my social media. If you follow me, I'll absolutely follow you back. And again, you heard our website, FCFL.io. Please get a part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. FCFL.io, RayAustin36 on Twitter. Get over there. I'm sure you can find some great footage from the Screaming Eagles 2017 season. So absolutely exciting. Really, really cool stuff, Ray. Guys, good luck with this. I'm going to be keeping tabs on it, and I would encourage my listeners to do the same as you guys go forward. And thanks for coming on.
Dude, you're awesome, man. I appreciate it. Power to the fans.
Power to the fans, indeed.